Hello, everyone. The saying that goes, it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. And the reason I say that is because Ellen DeGeneres, who is the speaker in this video, is a comedian and a very funny comedian, I think. And her jokes, while they use very simple words, the language itself is not very complicated. She has very good timing and very good intonation. And that's a really, really big part of speaking a language. So not only do you have to pronounce words accurately and clearly, but also to communicate effectively, you have to understand how to communicate a certain tone and use that to communicate your message. So in this case, it's a funny message, at least in my opinion. I think she's quite funny. So with that in mind, I'm going to read the sentences for everyone in a very clear way so that you can understand how each word is pronounced. But in your recordings today, I encourage you all to listen to Ellen's recording in the video above and try as much as possible to copy her tone. More would be superfluous. That's a word that means more than enough. Yeah, Portia gave me a word of the day calendar, so I like to learn new things. I'm not just a pretty face. So, of course, the way I just read that little passage is not at all the way Ellen read it. And of course that is why Ellen is a professional comedian and I am not a professional comedian. So once again, I encourage everyone in this recording not to read it the way I just read it, but rather read it the way Ellen reads it in the original video. So let's get on to our vocabulary. So the first word is applause. Applause. And applause means 鼓掌欢迎. And the emphasis is on the applause, the pla. Applause, not applause, applause. And the next word is applaud. So in this case, applause is the noun, and applaud is the verb. So to give an example, you could say, you may not have succeeded, but I applaud your efforts nonetheless. So in this case, the word applaud does not actually literally mean that you are clapping for someone, but it means that you respect their efforts and that you are complimenting their efforts. Of course, the word applaud can also be used to actually refer to applause, actually referring to clapping to welcome or congratulate someone, but not in this example sentence. So the next word, which is definitely the hardest word in this pronunciation challenge, is superfluous. Superfluous. And superfluous means, as Ellen says in the video, too much. Or in Chinese, 过力的, 多余的, or 不必要的. And the reason that Ellen in this video explains the word superfluous is because it is perhaps slightly a more formal word and a higher level of vocabulary, and maybe not very commonly used in that sort of atmosphere. Of course, Ellen is a talk show host, and most of the dialogue is funny and simple and is spoken also. And if you look up the word stunning, it is often translated as 令人尊敬的. And actually, this is a correct translation, as the word stunning can also mean to, you know, make someone 尊敬, to surprise or shock someone. But in this case, when using it to describe the beauty of something, it means that it is so pretty, so beautiful, or he or she, the person or thing, is so beautiful that you are stunned, that you are almost shocked by their beauty. So if you want to give someone a very, very nice compliment, you can say that they are stunning. This is the kind of word that you hear very often in a lot of movies, you know, like "You look very stunning tonight," that kind of usage. So that's all the vocabulary for today, but once again, as I said, please try as much as possible to emulate the tone in this recording. Like I said, it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it. So I think maybe practice the word superfluous a couple times, because that's kind of a tricky one, and then try to copy Ellen's tone and her intonation in your recordings today. So here I'm going to read the words one more time and then end this recording. So we have our words. applause and applaud. And then we have superfluous, not superfluous, superfluous. And then we have pretty, beautiful, and stunning. So that's it for today. Hope you all learned something and enjoyed the recording and Ellen's video. I think she's very funny. And Christy will be back to challenge you all tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.